好，下面是正道的时间。
Now is time to present.
请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章十六、十七两节经文。
You're looking at verses 16 to 17 of Romans chapter 1.
我们一起来念这两节经文。
Let us read together these two verses.
罗马书一章十六节，请我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希律人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，若经上所记，一人必因信得生。好，我们低头祷告。天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
这宝贵话语是我们在地上生活的准则。
And this is the standard for us as we live here on earth.
这话语也是赐给我们能力的话语。
This is the word that also gives us strength.
当我们遵循你话语的时候，我们必得到从你那里来的能力。
And as we obey your word, we will certainly receive strength from you.
能行你所喜悦的事。
And we might be able to do what is pleasing to you.
能够过一个荣耀你名的生活。
We might live a life that glorifies you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 保罗在十六节说，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的。
Paul says here that the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
所以说，凡是能够信福音的人，都是上帝的圣灵在他身上的工作。
So that all who believe in the gospel, it shows that, these people have the power of the Holy Spirit at work in them.
上帝圣灵在我们身上显明了上帝大能的作为。
And the work of the Holy Spirit, in our lives reveals to us God's greatness in His works.
因此我们要说，所有能信福音的人，都是上帝在创立世界以前所拣选的人。
And so thus we can say that all those who believe in the gospel are those whom God has elected before the foundation of the world.
没有被上帝拣选的人，他是不可能信福音的。
There can be no one whom God has not chosen, who can believe in the gospel.
因为活在罪中的人，他根本没有信福音的能力。
Because those who are in sin do not even have the ability to believe in the gospel.
今天的经文说，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希律的人。
Here we see that those who believe it is first to the Jew and also to the Hellenists.
我们可以在罗马书的另一处经文看到有同样提到犹太人和希律人。
And so of course we can see the very same thing mentioned in another part of Romans.
这个经文在罗马书三章九节到十二节。
Here we see this in chapter 3, verses 9 to 12.
三章九节到十二节，因我们已经证明犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求的上帝的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无有，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
For we have written charged that all, both Jews and Greeks are Your sin, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside together, they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one.
所以说圣经的经文是完全是合一的。虽然这些经文和今天我们念的经文是义对于犹太人和希腊人的那个所说的完全相反。可以说他在三章九节到十二节认定犹太人和希腊人全是罪人，全是偏心己路的，抵挡上帝的。但是在今天的经文里，他说，上帝要救的人就是犹太人和希腊人，因此这就证明 唯有上帝的大能才能将他们从最终拯救出来。
So of course we know the Bible is one, and even though we see these two sections of both here in chapter 1 and also verses 9 to 12 of chapter 3, where there is mention of the Jews and the Greeks, even though it seems on the surface that they are indeed contrary, one speaks of their rebellion, and here we see God says that He will save the Jew and the Greek, and yet we can see that here He is able to save all, the Jew and the Greek.
在旧约也有类似这样的经文，诗篇十四篇一到三节说，余万人心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。耶和华从天上垂看世人，就要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。他们都是偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
And we see something similar even in the Old Testament, Psalm 14 verses 1 to 3. The fool says in his heart, there is no God, they are corrupt, they do abominable deeds, there is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of men to see if there are any who understand and seek after God. They have all turned aside, together they have become corrupt, there is none who does good, not even one.
我们从旧约到新约都看到人都是偏行歧路的，都是抵挡上帝的，都是不会行善的。
So we see from the Old Testament to the New Testament that all people are corrupt and they are in rebellion against God. There is none who does good, not even one.
我们也是这样的。
And we are such people as well.
在我们信主之前，我们都是不愿意认识上帝的，都是自己偏行歧路的。
Prior to knowing God, we have all gone our way and are corrupt.And we did not want to follow or believe in God.
每个人都认为自己了不起。
And each one of us thought, well, I really am something.
似乎世界就在掌管在我们手中。
We believe that the world is in our hands.
如果没有圣灵在我们心中工作，没有一个人能够归向基督，能够信主的。
So were it not for the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, no one would turn to God.
就是圣灵工作以后，就是我们信主以后，许多时候我们都还是会偏行歧路。
Indeed, even after the Holy Spirit works, so that we believe in Christ, and yet so often we are still corrupt and turned aside.
做不顺服上帝的事情。
We do things that are disobedient to God.
因此，我们就说，我们信主是上帝的大能作为。
So therefore we say that to believe in God is indeed the work and the power of God.
我们信主以后能行上帝所喜悦的善事，也是上帝大能的作为。
And so after we believe in God, when we still do good, things that are pleasing to God, we do that which God calls good, even this too is the great power of God at work.
所以圣经说，福音本是上帝的大能，他要救一切相信的。
Therefore, the Bible says that the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
也能够这个大能也能够使我们一天一天一天比一天更像耶稣基督儿子的样子。
And so we see that this great power is the same power that helps us to become more and more like Christ day by day.
第十七节，保罗说：“因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。”
And so, Paul says in verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
十七节的前半句说，神的义正在这福音上显明出来。这里所说的义是神的义。
And here, when we see the righteousness of God that is revealed in the gospel, this righteousness is referring to God's righteousness, that which belongs to God.
神的义是上帝的独生儿子耶稣基督在十字架上为我们做成的。
The righteousness of God is the Son of God who has accomplished salvation for us on the cross.
无罪的耶稣基督为了拯救我们的罪，为了拯救把我们从罪中拯救出来，他在十字架上为我们舍命。
So Jesus was without sin, nevertheless died on the cross that he might redeem us from out of the dominion of sin.
为我们付上了罪的工价。
And he paid for the price for the wages of sin.
这就是神的义。
And this then is the righteousness of God.
主耶稣在十字架上受死，成为了我们的挽回祭， 可以使我们重新与上帝和好。
And so Jesus, in fulfilling the righteous sacrifice on the cross, through him we can be reconciled to God.
在将来我们可以去到上帝那里，这就是上帝的意。
And so therefore we can come before the Father on the last day. And this then is the righteousness of God.
上帝的义如何能够成为我们的义？
So how can the righteousness of God become our righteousness?
经文十七节的后半句告诉我们。
And then the second half of verse 17 tells us.
那就是这义是本于信。
And that this righteousness is from faith.
所以上帝的义能够成为我们的义，不是因为我们有什么好行为。
And so God's righteousness can be our righteousness, not because of any good works on our part.
也不是因为我们品德多少高尚。
And it's not because we are of this level of or quality.
这一切都不能够使上帝的义成为我们的义。
None of this can make God's righteousness our righteousness.
唯有本着我们相信上帝的儿子耶稣基督是为我们的罪被钉在十字架上，替我们付了罪的赎价，我们才能够得到上帝的义。
It is only when we believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and when He paid for our sins on the cross, it's only when we have faith in this that we can then receive God's righteousness.
所以说，基督徒是凭着信心接受上帝的义的。
And so Christians receive the righteousness of God by faith.
我们要知道，这是基督徒义的开始。
And so we can see that that faith is a starting point for the righteousness of the Christian.
所以十七节的经文并没有在这里结束。
And so of course, then the words of verse 17 do not end here.
这义是本于信，后面保罗紧接着说以至于信。
And so we see that here Paul quickly adds that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith and it is for faith.
以至于信是指基督徒的信心在上帝的知识上不断的长进。
And so this is also referring to the faith that grows in the knowledge of God.
随着对上帝认识的增长，信心也随着增长。
And so as one's knowledge of God increases, then so too does one's faith in God.
我们基督徒的属灵生命就是在这样如此不断的长大的。
And so then the Christian life is like this, where it never stops growing in the faith.
从上帝拣选亚伯拉罕之后，就显明了以信为本的信仰是基督教的信仰。
And from when God has called Abraham to exercise faith, we see that the righteousness from faith, this is what Christianity looks like.
加拉太书三章六到九节告诉我们这件事。
Galatians chapter 3 verses 6 to 9 tells us of this.
正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他为义。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
So know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham.
三章六到九节，我跳过了八节。
Okay, just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness, know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. So that those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
真上帝的信仰一定是一个以信为本的信仰。
And so the faith that comes from God, the message that comes from God, this is indeed one of faith.
为什么？
Why?
因为与上帝和好的这件事上，人是根本无能为力的。
Because for humans to be reconciled to God, this is something that humans are unable to do.
我们是不可能做什么的。
We cannot do anything in this regard.
唯有借着上帝差遣的独生儿子耶稣基督，才能够使我们恢复与上帝的和好关系。
It is only through God sending His only Son Jesus that we can be reconciled to God.
保罗在十七节说：“义人必因信得生。”
Paul says that the righteous shall live by faith.
这个生不是指属世的生命说的。
And here, he's not talking about this from a human or earthly perspective.
这个生是指的永恒的生命说的。
This living, this is referring not to the earthly life here, but to eternal life.
在福音里面，我们得到的生命是属天的生命。
And then by faith, the direction we receive, the delight we receive, this is not of this earthly life, but this is of heaven and eternal.
所以保罗才会在十六节说：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。”
Therefore, Paul says in verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation."
谁能够战胜死亡的权柄？
Who can stand over against the authority of death?
谁能够从死里复活？
Who can be resurrected from the dead?
唯有上帝的儿子耶稣基督从死里复活了。
It is only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who can triumph over death and be resurrected.
所以福音本是上帝的大能。
And so then the gospel is the power of God.
同时福音也是属于天国的福音。
Of course, then the gospel then is also the gospel from heaven.
我们看耶稣基督开始传福音的时候，第一句话就是说，就是宣告天国近了，你们应当悔改。
As we see that as Jesus began his earthly ministry, the first things he said was, "The kingdom of heaven is near. Therefore, repent."
耶稣与尼哥底母谈福音的时候，记载在约翰的三章十二节，主耶稣说：“我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？”
Jesus says something similar in John chapter 3, verse 12. "I have told you earthly things and you do not believe. How can you believe if I tell you heavenly things?"
因此，我们看到在四福音书中，主耶稣传道的时候用了许多的比喻。
And so we see, of course, in the four Gospels that Jesus, when he spoke, he used many, many metaphors.
主耶稣只能用地上的事来跟我们谈天上的事。
He can only use the earthly things to help us to talk about the heavenly things to help us understand them.
如果主耶稣直接跟我们谈天上的事，我们根本听不懂。
If Jesus spoke directly of heavenly things, then we would not even understand.
我们就看到福音是天国的福音。
We see that the gospel is one that has one that is heavenly.
福音的真理是天国的真理。
The truth of the gospel is the truth concerning the kingdom of heaven.
福音是天国的福音，福音也是有关人永生的事情。
So the gospel is according to the kingdom of heaven and is related to eternal matters.
因为它是天国的福音，你要见到的天国，你必须有永远的生命。
And because the gospel is the gospel that belongs to the kingdom of heaven, and therefore you need to have eternal life to receive it.
不过现在在基督教里有许多传道的人忘记了福音是天国的福音。
Yeah, so often in Christianity, we have so many preachers forget that the gospel is of a heavenly matter.
忘记了福音是有关人永恒的事情。
They have forgotten that the gospel is related to that which is eternal.
他们把天国的福音拉下来。
They have brought down the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
把天国的福音当作地上的福音来传。
And they have made the gospel of the kingdom of heaven as something that belongs to earthly things.
所以你听他们传的福音，就是可以得到地上可以得到各样的福分。
And so that the gospel that they preach is one where they can receive blessings, earthly blessings.
福音成为了房子、车子、妻子、孩子、票子的五子登科的福音了。
The gospel then has become a new house, a new car, or wife, kids, or whatever it is.
这些东西都是上帝在普遍恩典中赐给我们的。
These are all things that God has given to us in His common grace.
如果一个人活在正常的社会环境，我必须加上正常的社会环境。
And if people live in a normal society, emphasis on normal.
你只要尽到一个做人的本分。
Then if you do what any person is called to do,
兢兢业业的工作，踏踏实实的工作。
If you work hard and faithfully,
这些东西都会得到的。
Then you will receive all these things.
不是说我信福音以后才得到的。
It is not, oh, I believe in the gospel, and therefore I receive.
既然世人都能得到，你就不要说这是福音带给我的。
And if this is something that worldly people can receive, then let us not say that this is from the gospel.
难道我们不信福音就得不到这些东西吗？
Are we saying that if we don't believe in the gospel, we won't receive these things?
我们看那些没信福音的人，他们的房子可能比我们都大。
If we look at those who don't believe in the gospel, if we look at their houses, maybe they have even bigger houses.
他们的车子可能比我们都高档。
And perhaps their cars are bigger and better.
所以我们不要把天上的福音拉下来，地上的人会小看我们。
So then let us not drag down the gospel from the kingdom of heaven to make it earthly. Then those who are earthly will look down upon us.
当然我们作为基督徒，我们知道，就是说普遍恩典中也是上帝赐给我们的。
And of course Christians know that even things from common grace, this too, these things too are gifts from God.
而那些没信主的人不会这么看。
And those who do not believe will not see these things as
他们要高举自己啊，是我自己的能力。
They will raise themselves up and say, this is because of my own might.
他有什么能力？
What might does he have?
上帝要取去他的命，明天早上他可能就醒不来了。
Because God can, God holds His life. It may be that He might not wake up tomorrow.
但是这不等于说我们得到这些不是上帝普遍恩典中给我们的。
So even though we might receive these things, these are still gifts from God according to His common grace.
马太福音五章四十五节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 45.
因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人。降雨给义人也给不义的人。五章四十五节。
For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
我们经常说上帝是公平的、公义的，对不对？
And so often we see that God is fair, He is just, right?
上帝在普遍恩典中也是公平的、公义的。
And so even in His common grace, God is fair and just.
上帝并没有把普遍的就从那些世人手中拿走，
and he has not taken away common grace from those who are earthly.
也没有赐给基督徒更多的普遍恩典，
and he has not given Christians any more common grace.
所以我们传福音的时候，不要把上帝福音中的特殊恩典降到普遍恩典中来传讲。
So as we preach the gospel, let us not drag down or bring down the special grace into the realm of the common grace.
如果我们把天国的福音降到属世的福音，把上帝特殊恩典降到普遍恩典来传讲，地上那些成功人士，你就无法跟他传福音。
Because if you take the heavenly gospel, make it an earthly gospel, and if you take a special grace and make it into common grace, then those who are successful on a world level, they will not.You will not receive your gospel.
你说信福音，你有房子，有车子，有妻子，有孩子，有票子，他说我都有了，我为什么还要信福音？
Because those people will say, well, look, I have everything already, so why do I need to believe in the gospel?
信了福音，我还要去每个礼拜去教会。
That's believe in the gospel, I need to go to the church every week.
在教会里还要奉献。
And in church, I have to give them my tithes.
你们教会能给我什么？你们要能给我的东西，我都有了，我比你们教会都富裕。
And what can the church give me? I have everything and more than the church does.
另一方面，如果我们把天国的福音拽到地上来，
and if we take the gospel that is heavenly and we bring it down to earth,
我们传讲这样的福音，
and we preach such a gospel,
哇，有人听了很高兴，信主了。
And then those some might hear and are glad and believe in the Lord.
来到教会，
they go to church.
然后一看，
and then they look around.
没有把这些好处赐给我。
God has not given this, these good things to me.
没有把更大的房子给我。
God has not given me a larger house.
没有把更好的车子给我。
He's not given me a better car.
结果就在教会反弹。
And so then
教会你们千万不要给我祷告，你给我一祷告，我工作都没了。
And then they'll be stirring up trouble saying, oh, don't pray for me. Once pray for me, I'll lose my job.
我不是说他的错，他对福音没认识，是我们传福音的时候就没有把真正的福音传给他。
And so it's unfair for us to say that certain person doesn't understand the gospel. in the preaching the gospel, we have confused the gospel.
我们不要说他信福音信的不好。
So let's not say that, that this person doesn't have good faith in the gospel.
是我们把福音传错了。
Rather it's that we preach the wrong gospel.
所以说他会离开教会。
And so then such a person will leave the church.
除非他是一个真正被上帝拣选的人，他是本于信，并且是一个以至于信的基督徒。
And it's only when someone is chosen by God and believes by faith.
在他信福音之后，他的信仰知识有不断的长进。
Only such a person after he or she believes will continue to grow in the faith.
而且他属灵的生命也跟随着更新。
And his spiritual life continues to be renewed.
虽然他进入福音的方式不一定按照福音真理来进入。
And even if a person does not enter the gospel by regular gospel or biblical means.
因为今天传大众福音、成功福音的人太多了。我们可以说许多人都是因着这样的福音进来的。
And again, there are too many prosperity gospel preachers, and so we can say many people perhaps enter the gospel actually through these means.
但是不管你有什么样的方式进入福音，不管你以什么样的方式进入教会，只要你在教会中，在福音中好好的认真的追求，上帝一定能保守你。
And regardless,
到最后。
Of how you entered the gospel, what by what means, as long as you are firm in your faith and established in it, then God will necessarily bless you for it.
就怕我们在福音的里面，在教会里面，思想、生命不更新、不改变。
But the thing we ought to be concerned then is rather that. That we do not seek to continue to grow in faith or be renewed spiritually.
因为许多时候我们没有照着圣经所启示的来传讲福音。
And so often we have not preached the gospel according to how the Bible presents it.
可以说连传讲福音的人也无法认识到福音是上帝的大能。
And just so we can say, even those who preach the gospel cannot understand or recognize the power of God.
因此在基督教里流传着一个口头禅。
And so, therefore, that there is a proverb among Christians.
我相信许多人都听说过。
And I believe many of you have heard of it.
就是人的尽头，神的开头。
And this would be the those who work for themselves, God will work.
他们认为只有到人走到走投无路的时候，传福音才会有果效。
Oh, that it's only when humans kind of walk to the end that the gospel will have effect.
如此传讲的福音与今天的经文完全背道而驰。
But such a gospel is directly contradictory to the gospel presented here in our scripture passage.
难道福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的？这个大能只是在人走到尽头的时候才显出来吗？
Are we seeing that this gospel that is the power of God is only word but people have met at their wit's end?
人没走到尽头，上帝就没有大能了吗？
So if people don't reach the end of themselves, then there's no power of God?
所以如果是这样的话，他所接受的福音就不一定是福音。
In such a case, then the gospel that they receive, this may not be the real gospel.
我没说肯定不是，肯定不是福音，我说不一定是。
Now, I'm not saying it must not be the gospel, but I am only saying that it might not be the gospel, the true gospel.
因为他所信的福音不是上帝大能的福音。
Because the gospel they believe is not the gospel that is the great power of God.
他所信的东西可能就是人生中的一根稻草。
And so perhaps what he believes may just be one small bit in his life.
因为我已经走投无路了。
And it's like, oh, well, because I've come to the end of where I can go.
现在传道的人给我一根草，我就抓住它不放。
And so if someone then gives me a small handhold, then I will hold it and not let go.
我在这里不是说人到了尽头，我们就不应该传福音。
Now, I'm not saying that we should stop preaching the gospel for those who have come to people who have come to their wit's end.
我在这里强调的是，我们在任何时候对任何人都要传福音。
Rather, I want to emphasize that we ought to preach the gospel to everyone in every circumstance.
绝不是你在那里等着，等到人到尽头了，我才去传福音。
It is not. We are not to then wait until someone comes to their wit's end.
所以说，我们要看到福音本是上帝的大能。
And so we want to see that the gospel is the great power of God.
只要你按照圣经把福音传明白了，上帝所拣选的人都会归向福音。
And it is when you then preach the gospel correctly, and rightly, that then the power of God will reach all those who are blind.
成功人是需要福音，不成功人是也需要福音，富人需要福音，贫穷人也需要福音，所有的人都需要福音。
Successful people need the gospel. Unsuccessful people need the gospel. The rich need the gospel. The poor need the gospel. All need the gospel.
福音是天国的福音。
The gospel is a heavenly gospel.
我们不要将天国的福音用世上的物质来衡量。
And so let us not use earthly measures to measure this heavenly gospel.
福音是关于永恒生命的福音。
This gospel is with regards to eternal life.
真正进入福音的人，他不应该注重我在世上还能够活多少时间。
And so those who believe in the gospel ought not to be overly concerned with how many years can I live here on earth.
真正相信福音的人，他应该更关注我离开世界之后，我将去到什么地方。
Rather, such a person who believes in the gospel ought to consider where is I will go after I depart from this world.
每个人都会离开世界。
Everyone will depart from this world.
你活了多长，你都会离开世界。
Regardless of how long you have lived, you will depart from this world.
你活了再长，再长，最多也就比别人短的人多活一百年。
And even if you have great longevity, you will live at most 100 years more than others.
你多活一百年以后，你还是要考虑你最后去到哪里。
And even after 100 years, you still must contemplate where you will go after you leave.
所以我们要思想，我们最后会去到哪里。
And so we must contemplate where will we head? Where are we headed?
燕威大家不认识。燕威的父亲去世的时候，燕威和天聪非常杂毛的赶回国内给他传福音。
So, Sister Yan Wei, as you guys all know,Pastor, father was left to die, and Sister Yan Wei and Brother Tian Song rushed back to China to preach the gospel to him.
他父亲是一个老共产党人。
And her father was an old communist.
根本无法信福音。
There was no way he could have believed in the gospel.
他说，我去到马克思主义那里。
And he said, I will go to Marxist ideology.
有的时候我们人就局限在自己这个自己的思想框架里。
And so often we are stuck in our own imagination and kind of framework.
他就不能够思想一下马克思去哪里了。
But then what he cannot contemplate is where did Marx go?
你是去到马克思那里，但马克思在地狱里，你也在地狱里吧。
But if you think if Marx, where did he go? If he goes to hell, and if you go to where he is, then you too will be there with him.
所以我们要关心我们人死了以后究竟去哪里。
And so as we all must contemplate that when we die, where will we go?
我们去哪里？我们必须根据圣经来看人离死后的去处。
And so and if we're trying to understand where we are to go, we must look to the Bible to understand this.
非信徒都是。不是基督徒就说了啊，又要根据你的圣经。
And then not a Christian said, "Because oh, there you go, going back in the Bible again."
我告诉大家，如果不根据圣经，你任何方式、任何来源的信息都是不可靠的。
And I want to say to you all that if you do not go back to the Scripture, then everything else you're basing that is not trustworthy or stable.
人去到哪里的信息，只有从永恒上帝那里来的才是可靠的。
Where people will go in eternity, this can be reliable only from the eternal God.
我相信每一个基督徒都承认这一点。
And I trust that every Christian will admit this point.
如果说你不承认这一点，我想你基督徒的信仰就有很大的问题。
And if you cannot even if you cannot admit this point, then your Christian faith is highly problematic.
对于不是基督徒的人
，for non-Christians，
只要你能关注人离开世界以后去到哪里这件事
，as long as if you can contemplate where people will go after they leave this earth，
并且积极的去追寻将来要去的地方。
And if you hold closely to where you will go，
可以说这个人离福音不远了。
Then such a person is, you can say, is not far from the gospel。
所以传福音第一件事要跟你人死了以后去哪里，要他想明白。
And so we want to preach the gospel. We must help people understand and think about where they will go after they die。
如果他跟你说我不在乎去哪里，我只享受当今的，你想听去别办法要他去思想人死了以后去哪里。
then you will try to find ways to help them think about where people go after they die。
如果他就是不想思想，
and if some person just does not want to contemplate this，
那我们真的没办法，他只能成为地狱之子。
And that we, that there's nothing we can do, he would be but another in hell.
圣经告诉我们，能离开世界去处有两个地方。
The Bible tells us that when we leave this world, we can only go to two places.
一个去处是天堂。
One destination is heaven.
另一个去处是地狱。
The other is hell.
我们先来看圣经启示对天堂的描写。
And we can look at the Bible to see how they describe heaven.
启示录二十一章十到十一节。
Revelation 21 verses 10 to 11。
我不会全篇念，我会挑着念，因为太长了。
And I will just not even all of it, but we'll skip around.
启示录二十一章，天使就带我到一座高山上，在那有神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示给我，城中有神的荣耀，神的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧绿，明如水晶。
And the, concerning the angel, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God as radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper clear as crystal.
十八节到二十一节之间，墙是碧绿造的。城是金晶的，如同明亮的玻璃。城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的，第一根宝石是碧绿，第二根宝石是蓝宝石，第二根是蓝宝石，第三个是绿玛瑙。依次下去我不念了。绿宝石、红玛瑙、红宝石、黄碧那个锡。
Of course, in Revelation 21 verse 18, we see where the wall is built of jasper, while the sea was pure gold, cut of glass, the foundation of the wall, the city, foundations were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, and on. I will not continue reading.
十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠。城内的街道是金晶的，好像透明的玻璃。
The 12 gates were, verse 21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold transparent.
圣经用世界上最昂贵的物质来描绘新耶路撒冷，也就是说天堂的。
And so the Bible uses the most precious things of this earth to describe for us the New Jerusalem, which is heaven.
当然我们必须按照象征来理解。
But of course, we must understand analogy.
不然，圣徒住在天堂，就成了住在宝石和金晶里面了。
Or else the saint will be those who live only among precious metals and gold.
我让你思想一下，如果你在宝石和金晶里面睡觉，在金晶里面打滚，那都是寒的东西啊。
And of course, what I want to say is that if you are to sleep and live inside a pearl and live inside gold, and
you can't
very cold,
能受不了的。
Yeah, and this is too cold and hard, and this is something that none of us can,
不过
can get used to.
圣经为什么用这些东西来形容天堂呢？
But why does God use these things to describe heaven?
因为在我们的脑子里这都是最好的东西啊。
Because in our minds, these are all the best things.
所以说圣经用这些东西来描绘天堂，就告诉我们天堂是一个无法说明到好到一个什么程度的去处。
And so in this way, the Bible can show us the new heavens is such a precious thing that is beyond our comprehension and beyond our ability to describe.
人间没有更好的语言来描绘了，只能把所有好的东西全堆在那里描绘我们的天堂。
There is no better metaphors available to us, so we can only think the best things and lump them together.
圣经也有对地狱的描绘。
The Bible also speaks of describes hell.
马可福音九章四十八节，在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
Mark chapter 9 verses 48, where it says, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
在启示录九章二十一节，地狱的描写成为烧灼的硫磺的火炉。
Here in Revelation chapter 9, we see hell is mentioned as a lake of burning sulfur.
所以不管你在乎不在乎，有些人不在乎，但是。
Whether you are concerned or not, and some people aren't concerned.
圣经所描绘的天堂和地狱是真实存在的地方。
The heaven and hell described in the Bible, these are real places.
人最终只有这两个去处。
And then for humans, there are only but these two destinations.
主耶稣在第二次来的时候，审判这个世界之后，就会发生。人或是去天堂，或是去地狱。
When Jesus comes back to judge all of mankind, then he will judge who will go to heaven and who will go to hell.
圣经其实也告诉我们，在主耶稣再来之前，人离开世界之后，人会去到另外两个地方。
And of course, the Bible also talks about where people will go when they leave this world and prior to Jesus' return. There will also be two places.
一个是乐园。
And one is paradise.
从乐园到主耶稣再来的时候，就乐园的人都会去天堂。
And then so of course, and that from paradise, and all those will go to Jesus when he comes back, and they will all go with him to heaven.
另外一个是阴间。
And then the other one mentioned is Hades.
在阴间的人到主耶稣再来的时候，都会去到地狱。
And all those in Hades, when Jesus comes back to judge living and the dead, they will all go to hell.
大家都熟悉路加福音十六章十九到三十一节，讲述了财主和拉撒勒的故事。
And we are all familiar with the story of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16.
基督徒对这个故事应该都比较熟悉。如果不熟悉，回家去看。我和大家在分享故事中有关阴间的事。
And so, for example, most of us are familiar with this, verses 19 to 31, but if you are not, then you can go home and read this, but I will focus on what this passage says about Hades.
22到24节
verses
22
to 24.
后来那讨饭的死了。
The poor man died.
被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒勒在他怀里，就喊着说：我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒勒来，用指头尖沾点水，点亮我的舌头，因为我在火焰里极其痛苦。
This is 22-24. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in Hades. Being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and said, Lazarus dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish and displaying.
我们现在能活在世上，拿起杯子来去喝水。
And so those who live here, here on earth, we can just, take up a glass of water and drink it.
在地狱里踩着，希望拉撒勒用手指尖沾点水去凉凉他的石头。
And here in Hades, the rich man asked that Lazarus would but dip the end of his finger in water to cool his tongue.
这成为他最大的渴望。
This is his greatest hope.
如果我们再细想一下
if we think about this some more,
耶稣再来的时候，那些渴望拉撒的沾沾水，手指尖沾水，点点他舌头的那个人，将要去到地狱。
And so we think that when Jesus comes back, and this rich man who would want Lazarus to dip from the end of his finger in water, this rich man will be going to hell.
火永远不灭的硫磺火湖。
And this is, the flame will never be extinguished, in the lake of burning sulfur.
那将是一种什么样的状况？
And how terrifying is that?
我们现在无法知道。
And then to what extent? It'll be like we cannot know.
不但无法知道，连我们想象都想象不出来，那时候是要怎么情况？
And not only can we not know it, but we can't even imagine what it will be like.
自从亚当堕落后，每一个人都会进入到地狱。
And because of Adam's fall, every human will go to hell.
上帝差遣他儿子耶稣基督来，是要从地狱里中捞出一些人来进到天堂。
And so it is when God sent His Son Jesus that Jesus would come and rescue some from hell.
这就是福音带给信他人的福祉。
And so this is the gospel that is given to those who believe.
天国的福音就是将人电带入到天国的福音。
And so the gospel from the kingdom of heaven is the gospel that actually brings people to the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们把天国的福音拿到属地的水平，我们就会和世人一样，烦恼和忧愁会经常跟随我们。
And so if we drag down this gospel, this heavenly gospel to that of this earth, this world, then we too will be those who will be constantly tormented by doubt and hardship.
我曾经与大家分享过约翰福音十四章。
And I've shared in the past about John chapter 14.
当主耶稣说离开使徒的时候，这些使徒就忧愁起来。
And when Jesus said that he was leaving the disciples, and all the disciples became sad and angry.
当时我告诉大家，他们会忧愁的原因是，他们只看到眼睛能看见的。
Then I mentioned that they were all saddened because they could only see that which their eyes could see.
圣灵降临之前，他们不明白耶稣基督的话，他们就把天国的福音拉到地上来了。
And prior to the Holy Spirit coming, they did not understand Jesus' words, so they dragged down the gospel to an earthly level.
所以，当你把天国的福音拉到地上来的，那个烦恼、忧愁都会跟随着你。你基督徒就没有一个得救的见证。
Then if Christians bring down and drag down this gospel to an earthly level, then such Christians will be tormented by doubt and worry, and then there will be no good witness before others.
福音所赐给我们的不是属地的福分。
The gospel that's given to us it is not something earthly status.
属地的福分是上帝在普遍恩典中赐给所有的人的。
That which is earthly status is given by God in His common grace to everyone.
福音赐给我们的是永远的生命。
And what the gospel gives to us is eternal life.
那是属天的生命，那是永恒的生命。
That is a heavenly life that is eternal.
永恒的生命不是在我们死了以后才开始的。
And eternal life is not something that only starts when we die.
永恒的生命是在我们信主之后就开始了。
And eternal life is a life that starts as soon as we believe, starts right after we believe in God.
从这一点来说，我们信主以后就会得到上帝的祝福。
And in other words, we can say that right after we believe in God, we can enjoy God's blessing.
这个祝福从某种程度上说，它会改变我们在世上的生活。
And these blessings that we say that in a real sense, they will change our lives on earth.
当然，这个改变不是我前面所说的会得到地上的财富等等。
Now, of course, this change is not what I said before about having more material goods.
这改变是因为我们是上帝的儿女，我们手中有上帝的话语这本圣经。
It's rather the change that as we are God's children who are saved, we have God's word, the Bible.
当我们遵循上帝话语的时候，我们就得到上帝的祝福。
And when we obey God's word, then we will receive God's blessing.
我想举个大家都非常熟悉的例子。圣经说信与不信不可同乎一轭。
The Bible says that belief and unbelief cannot be at one table, you cannot have both.
所以教会一直强调 信主的不能够与不信主的人结婚。
And so this is that those unbelievers and unbelievers cannot be equally yoked. So therefore, the church has always emphasized that believers cannot marry an unbeliever.
如果我们遵循上帝这一命令
，and if we obey God's command here,
我们的夫妻关系就会更加牢固，更加和谐。
Then that our spousal relations, this will be much more united and much more in sync.
如果每个基督徒都遵循了这个命令，基督徒的离婚率一定比属世的离婚率低好多好多。
And if Christians actually obey this, then the divorce rate among Christians will be much lower than that of the outside world.
如果我们生活在活在上帝的话语中，福音就会改变我们的生命。
If we live under the law of God, then the gospel will change our lives.
我们生命改变以后，我们看这个世界的目光就会完全不同于我们以前的目光。
The gospel changes will change us, then the way we view the world will be completely different from before we receive the gospel.
圣经说基督徒参透万事的。
And the Bible says that the Christian is over all things.
我们真正的进入基督信仰里面，我们对在我们身上和我们身边发生的事就看了非常的透彻。
And once we believe in the gospel, then we'll be able to actually see the things around us and understand them more deeply and understand them more clearly.
所以我们信主以后，我们会得到世上的益处。
So after we believe in the gospel, we will receive benefits in this world, in this life.
但它不属于普遍恩典中的好处。
But these are not the benefits that belong to common grace.
而是上帝在特殊恩典中赐给我们的好处。
But rather these benefits that belong to special grace.
在上帝话语中赐给我们的好处。
And these benefits that come from the word of God.
虽然我们的身边的环境没有发生变化。
Even though our surroundings have not changed.
然后因为我们里面有新的生命，我们看问题处理问题的心态完全改变。
But because we have a new life within, then how we solve problems and what attitude we bring to our problems.All that will change.
这是特殊恩典的福音带给我们在世上的好处。
This is special grace's gospel that brings us benefits.
然而我们必须是真正的进入到福音里真理里面。
But of course, we must truly dive deep into the gospel.
活在基督耶稣的真理里面才会有的。
And we must live in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
只有我们遵循上帝的话，把上帝的话作为我们最高的生活准则的时候，我们才会在世上，在任何时候，我们都会得到福音的好处。
It's only when we submit to God's law, it is only when that becomes our highest standard that we can then enjoy these benefits in our life.
最后的好处就是我们进入天堂。
And one of the last benefits is that we will enter into heaven.
但是天堂只是我们信福音的副产品。
And but of course, going into heaven, this is but a secondary byproduct.
我们不要把自己的眼睛只盯着天堂。
So let us not only just fix our eyes on heaven.
只要我们能过出一个荣耀上帝的生活，天堂就是你福音的副产品。
And then it is rather if we live a godly life, then certainly we will receive the byproduct that is heaven.
当我们过出荣耀上帝的生活时候，我们离开世界一定会去到天堂。上帝喜悦这样的人来到他那里。
And God is pleased to have such people come to Him.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。因着你的话语，我们知道我们在地上该如何活。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word, and it's through your word that we know how we might live here on earth.
求你赐给我们悟性，在你的话语上不断有更多的长进。
And will you strengthen us that we might be able to grow in your word?
让我们的生命有更好的建造。
That our lives be built up.
让我们在你见你面的时候能得到你的夸奖。
And when we come face to face with you, that we might receive your commendation.
和天上的赞美。
And the acclaim of the heavenly hosts.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Okay, all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.